Welcome into After Hours with Bleck and Abdallah. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. We're talking Bears football with you today on this episode of After Hours. As Abdallah, we are a day away from the NFL draft, and that means it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Mock Draft 2.0. That's right. We gave you a mock draft last week. We ran through the top 10 picks of the NFL draft. Today, we are looking at it again. We're a day away. What has changed? What we project will happen tomorrow at the NFL draft? Here's the one caveat. We're going to do 1 through 10 once again for our mock draft. And then the picks 11 through 15 are eligible to trade up.
Okay. I'll tell you this, Chris. I got into the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, you and yeah. I did. We went to the future.
Okay.
We saw what happens. This is what's going to happen.
Wow, this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the idea here. What's going to happen tomorrow night in the NFL draft? We start with number one. The Chicago Bears are first on the clock with the number one pick. I think the consensus for months now is that the Chicago Bears will take Caleb Williams. It's your last chance to change. If you want to throw a wild card into it, you want to change it up, you want to do something different, do you want to change?
Well, Chris, as I told you, we went to the future, and they are selling a lot of Caleb Williams jerseys in that orange and blue. So the Chicago Bears, with the first pick, select Caleb Williams. Print the shirts, print the jerseys. It's happening.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy. you know, we've talked about this for months here on the channel. It's every step of the way has pointed to the Chicago Bears doing their homework, mm-hmm. and every piece of information that they dig up on Caleb Williams has been positive. It's been only good returns on what they've looked into with this player. If we talk about the player on the football field, he makes all the throws.
Yeah.
All the platforms. He can move in the pocket. He is someone that in a system that perhaps doesn't need him to save the day, mm-hmm. he can do everything you're looking for a quarterback prospect to do. Now, if the Bears can place the right teammates, the right infrastructure around him, you know, he could have success immediately. Then you look at the type of player he is off the field. There were questions this offseason. I'm a USC fan. I watched him play for 2 years at USC. 2 years ago, he was outstanding. He won the Heisman Trophy. He led the team. They won a lot of games. Last year, it didn't go their way. They didn't have a successful season. He seemed to get frustrated with the offense, with some of the situations. There were articles suggesting that maybe he was too into himself, the NIL money, all this stuff kind of goes into it. And all of the digging that the Bears did in this offseason to figure out who's the real player, it has come back that Caleb Williams, as the number one guy, is not only the talent, but the personality is there. Every yeah. time he's met with someone different, he's discussed with teammates, he's been on a podcast, all of this stuff comes back where he has a good head on his shoulders, he's humble, and he wants to win. And I think that's the important part. He's not thrilled with just being someone who's made a lot of money.
No.
Think about it. He's already famous. He's already rich. He needs to win now. That's the missing piece, and he seems to be aware of it, and he seems to want that.
Yeah, it's not like he's coming in having won a national championship or even participated in a national championship. So I think the want for him to be not just a guy and another bust who's taken first or another just okay player who's kind of a journeyman
yeah.
quarterback, like he's already said it. He's chasing Tom Brady. He's chasing Patrick Mahomes. He emulates Aaron Rodgers. Like those are all great things. And I think we see with the play on the field that he can be very successful. Now, like you mentioned, it's on the Bears to put together the team around him. I think they've done a very good job so far of doing that. But it's not just about year one. It's about setting this team up for long-term success, something they can hopefully do with the ninth pick that we'll get to in a little bit.
All right, second pick, the Washington Commanders are on the clock. Now, we've discussed this going back and forth. I think Drake May is the second-best player in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels has been on many boards, Mel Kiper Jr., different draft scouts suggesting that Jaden Daniels is the second guy. Who do we go with for the Commanders? Who's the second pick off the board?
We went with Drake May in Mock 1.0. But in Mock 2.0, as I told you, I've been to the future. It is Jaden Daniels. It is Jaden Daniels. There's too much smoke around Jaden Daniels. Every person that you read will say that it's Jaden Daniels. It's Jaden Daniels. Like, the first two picks are set, essentially. The intrigue starts at three with the Patriots. But at number two right now, Jaden Daniels is going to be the guy for the Washington Commanders. And I think that's a fine pick. I would go with Drake May. I just think that the talent is better for Drake May. I think that Jaden Daniels, he's had one decent year. He's had one very, very good year. And I think when you look at his stats with Jaden Daniels, and people say, oh, look at his numbers, they're Burrow. Like, cool. Burrow was beating Alabama. Burrow was beating and winning a national championship. Jaden Daniels was putting up big numbers against Mercer and Grambling State. And, like, yeah, he had like seven Mercer. Touchdowns against like against these crap schools. He didn't beat Alabama. They didn't go to a playoff. They obviously didn't go to a national championship game. I think there's a big difference between Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow. Just because they have the same stats, you have to look deeper into those numbers. And watching him, yes, he can make every throw imaginable. He's got an amazing arm. He's a dual threat running quarterback as well. He can run too, and doesn't look to run right away. He's great. There's a reason Malik Nabers is going to be probably the second wide receiver off the board, right? I think that this pick has been made. It's not a pick I would make, but I think the pick has been made on Jaden Daniels to the Commanders.
My concern with Jaden Daniels would be when he escapes from the pocket, he looks to run. He is not good at escaping the pocket and throwing on the run or trying to create with his arm before using his legs. Mm-hmm. And the concern there would then translate to what we just saw as Chicago Bears fans. Justin Fields is that type of player. He can escape the pocket. He can make all the throws. But when he escapes the pocket, is he looking to throw first and not just try and get out of there with his legs and to pick up the first down running the football? And mm-hmm. that's where the injury concerns and the fact that the build of that player, Jaden Daniels, is a little bit slight. He's tall, but he's not as thick as some of the other quarterbacks. Yeah. And I think that's where the difference with Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams can run, and he can escape. But when he escapes the pocket, his head is always looking downfield, and he's looking to make that throw instead of having to do it all with his legs. Mm-hmm. That's the concern I would have with Jaden Daniels.
I think he'll be good. I'm not trying to say that I don't think he'll be good and that he's going to bust out or anything. I just think that the gap between Caleb and Jaden and Drake May is pretty vast between Caleb and then those other two. And I think that for me, if I was starting a franchise, if I was the Commanders, I would take Drake May. And I think that the Patriots are lucking out that the Commanders are so in love with Jaden Daniels.
Like the hypothetical I would put out there is if Caleb Williams didn't exist and the Bears still had Justin Fields and they had this number one pick, I think I could make an argument that the Bears at one could take Marvin Harrison Jr. Oof. Over one of these other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I agree with you. I think the drop-off is pretty wide there. And so that's where the conversation, and from the last time we had this mock draft, we had Drake May last time in this spot. Mm-hmm. I'll agree with you. Let's put Jaden Daniels at number two because it just seems like how that's all kind of playing out.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a little skeptical on how his career is going to play out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we go to number three, the New England Patriots are on the board at three. I'm going to say this right now. I think that's where Minnesota moves.
Wow.
I think Minnesota from 11 jumps to three to get their quarterback.
Wow. See, I disagree. I think that all this smoke around J.J. McCarthy moving up or the Vikings moving up or the Patriots moving up or moving down, I think that is the smoke of the draft. I think that the Patriots stay and take Drake May. Like, it's too obvious for them not to do it. Drake May is better than J.J. McCarthy. And
you don't have to sell me on that.
And you need a quarterback. So what, you're going to trade back and then maybe move back up again to try to get your quarterback, or you're just fine taking Bo Nix if he falls to where the Vikings are at 11? Like, no. To me, I think it's Drake May. I think the pick is Drake May.
Here's why. Minnesota's, I think, lock it in. Minnesota's moving up for a quarterback.
Yes. I just don't think it's there.
I think the Patriots are willing to move back because they have so many holes on their roster. They want the multiple first-round picks.
I get it.
So I do understand that they still need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the 11 and 23 is going to be pretty enticing. And if there's more added to that, you know, picks in the future, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's too obvious. You
all right, I'm calling my shot now that that's where the Vikings are moving. But let's make the pick for the Patriots.
Drake May.
I agree. Drake May is the player.
Because here's the problem, right? If you zoom out from this situation, if they stay at 11, if the Patriots stay at 11 and get Bo Nix at 11, right? Because JJ is not going to be there because eventually JJ is going to go. Or maybe they move back up and try to get JJ McCarthy somewhere moving back up. But with the Giants at 6, I don't think McCarthy goes past 6 because the Giants aren't too happy with their quarterback, and the smoke around them is that they've been sniffing around J.J. McCarthy a little bit, and maybe if he falls, they could get him there. I don't think McCarthy falls past 6. If you forecast this to next year's draft, the quarterbacks aren't good.
Yeah.
Like, they're not good. Like, Drake May is the best quarterback in next year's draft. So you take Drake May. You just do the simple thing. Take Drake May. If you have to address picks and trade back later to try to pick up more picks, you have to more holes to fill, that's fine. But get your quarterback. Don't screw it up.
Okay, lock it in. Drake May goes to the Patriots with the 3rd overall pick. Number 4, the Arizona Cardinals. Do the Cardinals stick at 4, or does someone move up to this spot?
The rumor that the asking price to move up for 4 is astronomical. Like, that it's insane. And they will not be able to even begin negotiations until the Cardinals are on the clock. Again, like, this is boring. I don't think the trade happens until 5. I think that the Cardinals they do the logical thing, and they help Kyler Murray, and they take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay, so if you're going to shoot down my idea of Minnesota moving up to 3 to take Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
They're not moving up for McCarthy.
I think they're moving up.
Because I think McCarthy is the quarterback that falls.
I think that they move up to 5 for McCarthy. That's where I'm saying that they trade with the Chargers because
he is not a top 10 quarterback.
I understand he's not a top 10 quarterback, but the rumors yesterday and today is that Harbaugh is going to do right by his quarterback, and that is not Justin Herbert, that he's going to do right by J.J. McCarthy and move out of that pick to go to 11 and let the Vikings move up and take J.J. McCarthy before he gets to the Giants at 6.
So we're going to go Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4.
Yeah.
That puts the Chargers on the clock at 5. Now the Chargers are another spot that could move.
I think they do.
So you're sold that McCarthy is going to be the player that teams move up for.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I think they are.
The only quarterbacks worth moving up for are the top 3 on the board.
I agree. I
think once you're past Drake May, you let the board come to you. Otherwise, you're giving up so much value for a player who's not worth it. McCarthy is not a top four player.
1,000% agree with you. But the rumors are that the Raiders are fine staying at 13 and getting Bo Nix at 13, should he fall there, or Penix at 13, should he fall there. I think that the Vikings get aggressive because they're worried about the Giants taking J.J. McCarthy at 7, and so they move, or 6, I mean, and they move up. And they trade with the Chargers because Harbaugh's like, I'll just find a dude. And I don't know. I don't know why I gave him a Southern accent. But he'll just find a guy.
Wait, what's wrong with Herbert?
Nothing is wrong with Herbert. Find a guy for them to draft later.
I thought you meant that he'll just find a quarterback.
That's my point.
Top 5 quarterback.
That's my point. They'll be fine drafting whoever is available at 11, whether it's another tackle.
You don't believe the rumors that they're going to trade Herbert tomorrow?
No, God, no. No, absolutely not. No.
That would be idiotic.
No, it'd be idiotic, but it would be amazing. Oh, the theater.
All right, so you want Minnesota to move to 5.
I think they do.
Them to take J.J. McCarthy.
And I think they take J.J. McCarthy. It's great for the Bears.
Lord, okay.
It's great.
J.J. McCarthy on a reach of a pick.
Just yell it.
Goes
from,
to the Vikings.
Yell it from your couch.
Reach. Reach. Hey, it'll be great for Bears fans.
Yeah.
You go against a team that's reaching like that for a player
of
that
course.
You get to face off. Montez Sweat's going to rip his head off. You know how awesome that's going to be for years to come? Okay, so then we move to six. The mm-hmm. New York Giants are six.
Mm-hmm.
Four quarterbacks off the board. One wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
the Giants at six, do they take the best available player, probably being Joe Alt? Do they go to defense, Dallas Turner? Do they go another wide receiver, Malik Nabers? What do they do?
I'm giving you all the smoke today. There was rumors that J.C. Latham might be the first tackle taken off the board now. For some reason, I watch every Alabama game. I don't think he's better than Joe Alt, but hey. What do I know? I don't break down offensive linemen for a living. But yeah, I think the logical thing is to take Joe Alt and hope that he's there for the next, 15 years. And so I think they take Joe Alt at six because they missed out on quarterback. So because the offer from Minnesota to move up is going to be better than New York's offer. Because New York would have to pick swap. If Minnesota is their offer would have to be better than Minnesota's offer to move up to five. And I don't think it's going to be because Minnesota has two first round picks and the Giants only have the one.
Yeah.
So I think they just take Joe Alt.
What about some chaos? Hmm. What about the Raiders jumping in?
Nah,
the Raiders move up and they take Michael Penix because they want to jump over the Broncos. What if that happens?
It could.
They want to race up the board. They want Penix.
I think they're
That's
fine.
That's been out there this week.
It has been. I think they're fine with what I read.
What about some chaos?
They're fine with Bo Nix. I think they're fine with Bo Nix at 13.
No one's fine with Bo Nix.
Oregon was fine with Bo Nix. They were just fine with Bo Nix.
I think the Raiders try and jump the Broncos.
Okay.
And they try and jump up, and they get in there, and they're sitting there, and they're ready for a quarterback.
So you think that six is a trade for another quarterback?
Yeah, we're going nuts. There's
all
quarterbacks.
Right.
We're going to draft all the quarterbacks.
And who they're moving up. Okay, so hold on. Hold on. Hold
they're,
on.
They're all the quarterbacks.
Hold on. Let me sit back. Let me put the feet up real quick and figure this out. So you're telling me
Chaos. That
J.J. McCarthy isn't worth moving up for.
No.
But a team is going to move up for Penix?
Well, because in the division, they want to beat each other out. Broncos, Raiders.
But they'll get
so they gotta jump.
They're going to get the quarterbacks that tried to beat each other out.
All right, fine. You don't want to jump to six. You're jumping to seven. Someone's jumping to that spot to take one of those quarterbacks.
Maybe. I think so. Okay, which one do you want then? You want?
Well, let's solidify the Giants situation. So Joe Alt goes to the Giants.
I think Joe Alt goes to the Giants.
What a boring draft pick.
Yeah.
Seven. Tennessee's on the clock. Do they take a wide receiver or they trade? I think the Raiders move up to seven.
I think this is where they trade. Yeah. I think that the people are going to start getting antsy. You're going to hear stuff. I think, but
exactly.
I think they're in different spots. The Giants need something. I understand that the Titans need something too, but they need a lot of things. But now that Joe Alt is gone, I think they're more
willing.
It makes more willing. Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't think of willing. They're more willing to move back now that Joe Alt is gone. So fine. The Raiders jump the Broncos, they move to seven, and they select...
Michael Penix Jr.
Wow.
To the Vegas Raiders.
Okay, all right,
Another
Penix.
Another quarterback off the board.
Wow, okay.
How about that?
All right.
Atlanta at eight.
I've been to the future. The hammer comes down on the Falcons, and they don't even get a pick. No, they'll probably pick. There was a report from Schefter that they were going to get penalized this week.
Next year.
And it hasn't come yet.
Next year.
What do you mean next year?
The report's out there.
Oh, it is?
They won't have an answer for this year. It'll be next year.
That's stupid.
You're a day late, my man.
Whatever. It matters. All right, fine.
Do you want Nick to cut that from this
absolutely
broadcast?
Not. Why would I want that? Absolutely not. I was busy yesterday. Not reading Adam Schefter tweets. Because it's all fake anyway. None of this stuff's real until it actually happens.
What are you saying right now?
You heard what I said.
I like Schefter.
So do I. I like Schefter too.
He just called all of his tweets fake.
No. I'm just saying that
the hell are you doing?
The smoke out there. You can't believe any of it. Don't trust it. I believe some of it, but not all of it. I thought that they were going to get penalized for this draft. It would have been a lot more convenient for the Bears if they were. Okay, so you've got Dallas Turner's on the board. Byron Murphy apparently is shooting up on people's draft boards, and some are saying that he could be the first. I don't believe any of that.
Whenever someone shoots up draft boards 2 days before the draft, I never believe that.
Don't believe it either. I think that the Falcons take Dallas Turner, which is tough because I don't know. Okay. They don't need Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze.
No, but it's
sexy.
Enticing.
It's sexy.
It's enticing.
It's sexy.
Okay. Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner's gone.
To the Falcons.
Dallas Turner's gone.
The Chicago Bears at 9
man.
Would have their pick of Malik
Everyone.
Nabers, Roma Dunze.
Yep.
Brock Bowers.
Yep.
Let's see. If you want any of the other defensive players.
Byron Murphy.
Murphy.
Verse. J.C. Latham is still on the board. If you want an offensive lineman.
Latu.
Lots
still available. A lot of people say that he's the best defensive player, but you're worried about his injury history.
Yeah.
So you have Caleb Williams with the number one pick. What do the Bears do with 9? Nabers and Roma Dunze both on the board.
So if I'm Ryan Poles, I look towards Shane Waldron and I say, do you want Nabers or a Dunze? Because it's those two for me. I don't think that Verse is good enough to take there. I don't think that Byron Murphy's good enough to take there. I don't think J.C. Latham's good enough to take there. I don't think that they're interested in Brock Bowers. It's a Dunze or Nabers for me.
I'm going to select Roma Dunze because I like the 6'3", 215 body type as a wide receiver. That's going to be a number one guy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you have DJ Moore, you have Keenan Allen, but having that third guy who – possession receiver, big body. Malik Nabers, 6 foot, 200.
Yeah.
I just feel like the guys who can deal with a corner trying to come over their back to tip the ball, I feel like that you need a little bit of the strength, and that's something I don't think you can pass up. I think it's Roma Dunze, even though Nabers – there's been a lot of hype and a lot of smoke around him and how he could possibly be wide receiver number one in this draft.
I agree with you.
I still like Adunze.
I would take Adunze over Nabers, which is crazy because if you go to 10 and 11, that means that if the Jets take Brock Bowers or...
Well, I think the Jets then go with Malik
with Nabers. But I would say then...
Because then you pair Nabers with Wilson and you got Aaron Rodgers, Wilson, you got... I mean, that's
that
a
means
really
the Chargers offense. Would get Brock Bauer because the Chargers moved back. So either way, the Chargers still get a top weapon,
top five player.
Yeah. So I think that's why I think that if the Cardinals stay at four and take Harrison, then it's more likely that the Chargers trade back because they know if it plays out the way we think it's going to play out, they're still going to get a top five player at that position as a weapon for Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I agree with you. And so there you go. There's our top 10 mock draft 2.0 from Black and Abdallah. A little chaos sprinkled in, a Penix in the top 10, and the Bears having the selection between Nabers and Adunze. I love
Chris
this.
Chris said, I don't like when people have been rumored to shoot up the board, but Penix shot all the way up there.
Here he is. The Raiders. They're wild. And leave a comment below here on the podcast. Let us know what you think of our mock draft 2.0. The NFL draft is tomorrow night. We cannot wait. Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel. We'll have more coverage the moment the draft ends right here on the channel. You can also download this podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. He's Adam Abdallah. I'm Chris Black. It's Black and Abdallah After Hours. Thanks for watching.